Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. If you like the podcast, I encourage you to please follow along, subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. Putting them out three times a week right now, and looking forward to doing a longer form podcast. I've got one coming up with Stu Grimson, so just want to tease that. It'll probably end up in three parts at this point. Really lengthy chat with Stu, but former NHL enforcer, turned attorney, turned NHL Network analyst. Fascinating talk with him about where he's come from, his life, and what he's up to these days as well. We talk about his book, so just want to tease that. That will be dropping probably in three parts over the holiday week to give you a little something to listen to and maybe give me a little time to have some downtime here over the Christmas holidays as well, but you never know. News keeps coming from the NHL. If you want to discuss any of that news, my aforementioned Twitter bio, at Callahan On Air, has a link to our Talking Puck Discord. Please join. We would love to have you on board. Okay, so we do have good news, and I want to talk about this. The NHL and the NHLPA agreeing to terms. This year, we're going to have a year that is 56 games, and here are the details. Now, this is taken straight from VegasHockeyNow.com, where I happen to be the editor-in-chief. I basically took everybody's information all floating around the web. I don't know why. Not one single article I could find listed all the dates, so I did it for you. And to be honest with you, it's just easier for me to know that everything's in one place instead of having to read three or four or five different articles. So keep in mind, there's still hurdles. We're not 100% there yet. We don't know if every Canadian team can play in its own building. We don't know, what's going on with the San Jose Sharks. But as far as we know, teams are going to try to play in their home buildings and play out the schedule. Still not 100% sure on how it's all going to play out, except we do know the following. So everything I'm about to give you is... this is the way it is. The NHL season starts for sure on January 13th. Training camps will start January 3rd for every team that was involved in the return to play, all 24 of them. For the seven teams that did not qualify, they can start camp December 31st. The season will conclude May 8th. For training camp, there will be no exhibition games. So it's just, here's your couple weeks of camp, get ready. It's either 10 days or 2 weeks, depending on where you fall in that equation, and off you go. So game one is really going to be game one for these teams. The Stanley Cup playoffs will be normal, 16 teams, four best of seven rounds. And the NHL, by the way, put pretty much near the top next year, meaning October of 2021, is going to be normal. And put that in air quotes, but normal hockey schedule for 2021. And we've got, there was a little bit of team name and division switching here. We knew that there was going to be something. Turns out it was fairly minor at the end of it all. So here's the nuts and bolts on the divisions. They were very simply named North, West, Central, East. Let's start in the East. Boston, Buffalo, New Jersey, New York, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington. The Central, Carolina, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, who switched with Minnesota, Dallas, Detroit, Florida, Nashville, Tampa Bay. Let me give you that one again. Carolina, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Detroit, Florida, Nashville, Tampa Bay. That, in my opinion, might be the most fun division. We'll talk about that more in a subsequent podcast. In the West, Anaheim, Arizona, Colorado, L.A., Minnesota, who swapped places in there with Dallas, San Jose, St. Louis, and Vegas. So Ducks, Coyotes, Avalanche, Kings, Wild, Sharks, Blues, Golden Knights. Then the North, the Canadian division. That one is Calgary, Edmonton, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, Winnipeg. So that's the rundown on the divisions, and that's about as simple as you can get for this year. So I think that's a plus. The NHL trade deadline this year, set for April 12th. The NHL entry draft after the season, July 23rd and 24th. And the Seattle Kraken expansion draft, tentatively scheduled for July 21st, will definitely take place before the draft. But right now they're saying the probably the 21st. Free agency is slated for July 28th. So the season is supposed to end by that cutoff, as we said, mid-July, before the Olympics hit. They want to have the cup handed out, and then 2 weeks later, expansion draft, entry draft, and free agency at the end of July. That's as close as the league can get for a normal return to play in October, where they want to go back to all 82 games. Hopefully we got fans in stands again, but again, who knows with the way things are going. Hopefully we are awash in these vaccines and this thing just turns out to be a nightmare memory for us by the time we reach October of 2021. But who knows, everybody? I know it's been a roller coaster ride. You know what? And I just want to take a moment here to say, as we're coming up on Christmas, or maybe you're celebrating Hanukkah, or whatever holiday you happen to be celebrating, you know, just take a moment and pause. And I know it's been a tough year on all of us. I personally want to say thank you for the support you've shown our show on Sunday nights, which I still don't have a resume date for, but trust me, it's going to be relatively soon, but it might be after Christmas. So we have that coming up. As a matter of fact, I know it will be because Christmas is Friday. So we have that coming up. I just want to say thank you to everybody who has supported, you know, the podcast, who supported the show, everybody who just interacts just by being a part of things in the community on the Discord, which is an awful lot of fun. And I need to be more active on the Discord lately, and I will be as we kind of rev things up here. But you know what? Be supportive of your friends and family. I know it's not an easy time. I know a lot of people's fuses have gotten a lot shorter. I know we're dealing with more mental issues than we ever have before. Some of us have ended up with physical ailments out of this. I mean, raise your hand if you're dealing with your COVID weight gain like I am. It's just things are different, and we're trying to figure out what the new normal will be and hoping we can get back to the old normal eventually. But things will be different. They'll be changed. But just take a moment, take a deep breath, and hopefully just exercise some gratitude for what we do have. As of right now, the moment you're listening to this podcast, look around you and just express a little bit of thanks. And I'm doing that right now, and I will continue to do that for the remainder of the year. And the best news of all, if you're a hockey fan, you know you're going to have a season. You know when it's going to be. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you again this week. This has been the Tiny Biscuits podcast. Please subscribe, follow along, and again, you can follow me on Twitter @CallahanOnAir. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.